It is one of those days.
We've all been there.
Where one mystery ends and another begins.
My mind sparkles with imaginary danger.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, March 5th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Are you ready for it? Taylor Swift's Eras Tour concert film will debut on Disney Plus one day earlier than previously planned, on March 14th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. The streamer released a new trailer on Monday, which also revealed that Maroon from the global pop star's recent Midnights album is one of the four bonus acoustic tracks included in the film. As previously reported, the film will also feature a performance of Cardigan, which was notably excluded in the theatrical release last October. And it is time to meet your new and young Leroy Jethro Gibbs. Austin Stowell has landed the lead role in NCIS Origins, the CBS prequel series about a younger version of Mark Harmon's flagship NCIS character. The new installment of the ever-expanding franchise will explore Gibbs' early years. It's set to turn back the clock to 1991, following a young Gibbs as he starts his career as a newly minted special agent at the fledgling NCIS Camp Pendleton office, where he forges his place on a gritty, ragtag team led by legend Mike Franks. The 39-year-old Stowell is known for starring opposite Lucy Hale in the rom-com film The Hating Game, based on the novel of the same name. His other TV and film credits include A Friend of the Family, Breathe, Catch-22, Bridge of Spies, Battle of the Sexes, 12 Strong, Whiplash, and Colossal. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Tonight, we get the season 3 debut of a totally different kind of soap opera. The Cleaning Lady returns with its unique take on the criminal underworld, putting Tony De La Rosa, a cleaning lady who starts to clean up, we'll say, mob-sized messes. This season, Elodie Young's Tony continues to look for treatments to save her son, but of course, she's only getting drawn deeper and deeper into the criminal underbelly of Las Vegas. Let's take a listen as Young describes what to expect as the new season gets underway.
Tony really is underwater this season. She has always found ways to get help, whether it was Garrett, Yona, or Armand. This season, she's alone.
Tell me again, who are you?
At the end of season 2, Yona's deported back to the Philippines, and it's because of Tony.
I'm gonna bring you home, Fia. I promise.
Yona's family has just been ripped apart. She's really starting to question whether it's worth it.
When they try to get Fiona back to the U.S.,
Armand vanishes, so
Tony and Nadia kind of join forces.
Go, 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 go!
It's going to be very intriguing to see where this unexpected partnership takes them.
We are looking for Armand.
Tony wants to find Armand. She wants Fiona back and decides to work for the cartel.
You made a deal with the devil, Tony.
Kate Castillo plays Ramona, part of the cartel.
Tony, you know, she's gonna do whatever she can for her family, but Ramona, too.
I can make anything disappear.
I just might have something for you to clean.
Well, sounds like the show will continue to find strange ways that this criminal underworld can find a use for Tony. See what happens during the season 3 premiere of The Cleaning Lady tonight at 8 on Fox, or streaming tomorrow on Hulu. It's trivia time. Elodie Young hasn't just spent her career cleaning up bloodstains. In an earlier role, she was making them as a street-level superhero. So which hero or anti-hero did she portray? Was she Elektra in Daredevil, Miss Lent on The Tick, or Wonder Woman's sister Nubia in Justice League? Stick around for the answer. Hannah Gadsby has earned a fan base that has become excited to see what they will do next ever since the hit special Nanette. And they are back with a new special curated by the comedian. Hannah Gadsby's Gender Agenda brings together an impressive lineup of genderqueer comedians, featuring appearances from Alok, Chloe Petz, Deanne Smith, Aisha Ward, and many others. Here's a preview.
Hello! This evening, we've got a whole bunch of fabulous and diverse genderqueer performers, and I am incredibly excited to bring this to you. The last time Netflix brought this many trans people together, it was for a protest. So, progress!
My name is Jess Tom. I'm trans. Can you tell?
Don't answer that!
That was a test. You're passing. Am I?
There's something about being the only woman that walks into the space in a men's suit that makes those straighties think you're the most interesting person. Like, the women are coming up to you like, I had a sexual experience with a woman once.
Calm down, lesbians.
I can't walk the dog while I'm drunk. It's too much. She starts barking at people. I start yelling at them too, like, who we mad at?
I struggle with anxiety, but I don't want to say that anymore because it sounds so negative. From now on, I say my mind sparkles with imaginary danger.
Well, from the trailer, it appears that Gadsby addresses their return to Netflix even after they slammed the platform for bringing them into the debate around Dave Chappelle's anti-trans jokes during his Netflix special. To hear what they have to say, as well as an impressive lineup of comedians, catch Hannah Gadsby's Gender Agenda on Netflix today. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. Our number one pick is coming up. What to Watch. We'll be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. After 8 weeks of twists and turns, glamorous European locales, and amateur detecting, Death and Other Details comes to its heady conclusion. The Hulu series, which stars Mandy Patinkin as the world's greatest detective, Rufus Coatsworth, is finally giving us some answers as its two-part finale reveals the identity of shadowy Victor Sams and sets Imogen on the path to a new career and chapter of her life. Now, without giving anything away, the creators Heidi Cole McAdams and Mike Weiss sprinkle in all the clues for a potential second season. Have a listen.
We like the idea of the show taking place in a different location where you get to tell a story about, class dynamics that we find interesting, but it's also fun and, you know, romantic, and it feels like a travelogue, and we're inviting the audience into, you know, a world that's maybe a little bit more glamorous and exciting than the one that any of us get to inhabit every day. Whether we stay in the Alps or go someplace else, I think it'll be a reinvention, but we'll be telling a story that hopefully, you know, rhymes with season one in some fun thematic ways.
But before we get to season two, we have to get to the bottom of who killed Imogen's mother, how much Anna knew, and who, if anyone, will pay for their crimes. Watch on Hulu today to find out, and then return to EW.com for an exit interview with McAdams and Weiss that will answer any remaining questions you might have. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Elodie Young played which comic book character? Elektra in Daredevil, Miss Lent on The Tick, or Wonder Woman's sister Nubia in Justice League? Well, Young portrayed Elektra Nachios, lover, partner, and foil to Daredevil in Netflix's Daredevil. Charlie Cox will reprise his role as Daredevil in an upcoming Disney Plus series, Daredevil Born Again, but no word on whether Young will return. And that is it for our show today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on X, formerly known as Twitter, at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Dustin Nelson, Maureen Lee Linker, and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, and hosted and produced by Jared Hall.
What to Watch.